The Piano Institute is an opportunity for students all over the world to come and study with renowned faculty, and they get the chance to compete for a chance to play a concerto or a concerto movement with the orchestra within the scope of the week of the Piano Institute. So they audition on Sunday night, and then if they win, the three winners will play on the following Saturday night, that is the 29th of July. We have five visiting faculty members from around the world who will teach and perform and give masterclasses. That's in addition to myself.
For listeners that might not be as familiar with the musical world, what's the difference between performing alone versus as a soloist in a concerto? What makes that a challenge?
We spend most of our time as young people studying solo music, because that's the basis of performing, learning your instrument, learning your craft. When you start playing concertos, which is a very popular thing for the audience, you have to perhaps play a little bit differently than you would in solo music. How? By projecting the sound a little bit further, like you're the main actor in an ensemble of actors, so that even if it's very soft, it penetrates through the orchestral sonority that may be going on at the same time. Also, the kind of rubato, which is freedom of rhythm, that you might easily let yourself succumb to in a solo music is not so easy to pull off with the orchestra. Maybe not even appropriate, because you have 60 people behind you who have to play in a very intricate rhythm. So you have to really put your brain out on antennae and really listen and learn in a very, very quick time.
So I understand this year is Sinfonia da Camera's 40th anniversary. What's coming down the pike for this year's season?
We are very excited about this season, not least because we have been asked by President Tim Killeen to take the orchestra to the campus in Springfield and also to the campus in Chicago at UIC. And so we're doing the Springfield concert in September. And then in October, we do a concert performance of Die Fledermaus, the operetta by Johann Strauss. And we do that with the Lyric Theater of Illinois. We're very excited about that collaboration. And then November 28th, we're going to be doing a chamber concert of sorts. Then in the spring, we have a nice occasion where Lucy Lin, who is a University High graduate, she's now a very prominent violinist in the Boston Symphony. She's going to come back and play the Korngold Violin Concerto with us. And then in the month of March, we have a program that I'm calling From Ukraine to the Great Gate of Kiev. The Great Gate of Kiev is the last movement of famous piece by Mussorgsky called Pictures at an Exhibition. What is unique about our performance is that it's going to be orchestrated by David Canfield, who is our composer in residence, practically speaking, who is the world's expert on the Mussorgsky pictures for an exhibition. And we will premiere it in March and perform that program also in Chicago at UIC campus.
The Summer Piano Institute will be July 24th through the 29th in Smith Memorial Hall. Tickets and a schedule of the week's events, many of which are open to the public, can be found on Sinfonia da Camera's website. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Newsroom.